It's hard to resist an underdog story, and this weekend's tale from Madison Square Garden in New York City is epic. Boxer Anthony Joshua stepped into the ring, the heavyweight champion of the world. There he found Andy Ruiz Jr., a relatively unknown Mexican-American fighter. Now, it was supposed to be an easy win for Joshua, a huge star in the UK, looking for his first win in America. Here's how sports channel DAZN called the weigh-in the day before the bout.
You can see the physiques. If it was a bodybuilding contest, Sergio, it would already be over, but it's a fist fight.
And in that fist fight, Ruiz knocked out the defending champ in the seventh round. Now, to talk about what happened, we're bringing in boxing writer Roberto Andrade Franco. Welcome to the program.
Hello.
So where were you when this fight happened, and what was your reaction?
Well, I initially started watching in my bedroom. My wife and daughter were sleeping next to me because even though I was rooting for Ruiz to win, I really, and I think the majority of people who watched did not really expect much in the third round. When Ruiz was knocked down by Joshua, I pretty much expected that the fight would soon end. Ruiz came back within that same round, actually stood back up and knocked down Joshua. And then he knocked down Joshua again at the end of the third round. And at that point, I went to my living room because you could feel that something had changed.
So as we said, this was supposed to be Anthony Joshua's big kind of U.S. debut. Can you tell us how he ended up fighting Andy Ruiz Jr. in the first place?
Well, Andy Ruiz was a late fill-in with about 6 weeks before the fight was scheduled to begin after the original opponent was Gerald Miller from New York City. He failed three drug tests. And once that happened, there was a couple of weeks where the promoters were looking for an opponent. Andy Ruiz had just fought somebody else. And after the fight, he essentially asked one of the promoters from DAZN, Eddie Hearn, through his Instagram if he could fight Joshua. He said he wanted to fight him, and not only fight him, but he wanted to beat him. And while other opponents said that they would not be ready, said that it was not enough time to prepare properly, Andy Ruiz was more than willing to take the fight.
You know, one of the reasons why people have talked about this is because Ruiz doesn't look like, you know, a top-of-the-line fighter. And I remember reading one article saying that he eats Snickers before a bout. So help us understand, like, what's his physique?
I guess to put it quite bluntly, he looks fat. He looks fat, and because people have this image of what a heavyweight champion should be, Anthony Joshua fits it perfectly. Others, probably much more recognizable figure would be Mike Tyson, this muscle-bound person. Ruiz isn't that.
And he's also not some guy off the street, right? I mean, boxing is big in Mexican culture. Where does Andy Ruiz rank among those boxers?
No, he is not just some person off the streets. He's been fighting since he was 6 years old. And for a while, he fought on the Mexican National Olympic team. Ruiz, for the most part, was a recognizable figure, a recognizable person within the boxing Mexican community. But he definitely was not a popular boxer so far as having any large scale name recognition. I would say as of now, he ranks among the most recognizable Mexican boxers as of now. Perhaps 3 weeks ago or better yet, 2 months ago, probably not as much.
That's boxing writer Roberto Andrade Franco. Thank you for speaking with us.
Thank you.